Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hang on, this'll do. Here we go.
Jesus Christ, this is harder than it looks.
Okay.
No one's running.
You have to talk into your microphone. Closer, I'm afraid. It's hot. It's too hot. It's very, very hot. Welcome. This is a radio show tonight. It's a phone-in show. The phone lines is open. 0203-286-637. Now, can you just talk into your microphone and test it, please?
Yes, I can. How is this? This seems quiet.
Okay, I'll turn it up.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's because believe it or not, I use this for work and yeah. I don't have it set for this crap. That sounds good to me. You talk because I'm louder than you.
Yeah, you are louder.
Well, no, but talk into this so I can see the
one,
line.
1, 2, 1, 2. Hello.
I'm going to come down a little bit. Yeah. All right. So if
James
you wanna...
Page has got a genuine question, first of all.
Okay, what's that?
It is genuine question. I've always wondered, what is the vibe of this song? It's a banger, but is it a bit sneery about protesters and social change and all that? What are your feelings?
I'm just going through the lyrics. No, what it's about is about why is the majority of protest done by women? It's questioning why the protest is left to women who then have to carry on with their other lives as housewives as well. That's what it's about.
Okay.
Do you want to get the lyric out and for me to prove that?
Go on then.
All right, we'll get the lyric
out.
Why not?
We'll begin as we intend to carry on.
0203-286-6370 is the phone number. If you want to give us a call, you can.
James Page has led us on down this little avenue.
Shirley Wood gulped down her breakfast, shut the fridge and joined the throng. Margaret Beattie snatched the milk and scanned the news and went along. So women doing mundane women things, women in inverted commas. This is like 1968, I'm going to guess. And then going to protest. Annie Harris drew the curtain, screwed her eyes up, had a peek, saw the marches, heard their voices, making early morning noises, stumbled back to bed and tried to sleep. Okay. Come with us, run with us. We're going to change the world. You'll be amazed. So full of praise. When we've rearranged your world, we're going to change the world. Shuffling through the cold black morning, went the marchers, spirits low, grunting greetings, grimly pressing onto where they had to go. Wow, what a fun line to say. Mm. When the sun came up, they brightened, stopped to have their thermos brew. Annie Harris got up gladly, pondered for a little sadly, then got on with what she had to do.
Come with us, run with us.
At their target, numbers swollen, up the marches, banners go, chanting, shouting, out with leaflets, protest for everyone to know. Sit in front of a... It could apply today.
Oh,
it could
it,
apply
though?
To the Just Oil people.
There's not a glue your face to the tarmac.
Sit in front of all the traffic, harried, busy shopping wives, tried to stir their ostrich notions. Oh, yeah, so it's having a go at the people who are walking past. They're
head
the
in the sand, yeah.
Whip them up to wild emotions, put some fire into their wretched lives. Come on, Shirley Wood was dragged still sitting. It's all women.
Yeah.
Told you. By a policeman from the road, Margaret Beattie had her face slapped by a man she tried to goad. I would suggest the goading was successful. If there's slaps happening, she goaded him. Annie Harris in the office, paused in typing, thought of Don. Here we go. Glanced is an anti-war song. glanced again at his last letter, died for others, to live better, brushed away a tear and carried on. The women are left behind.
Yeah.
The women are left behind. The men are off fighting, doing all that, but the women are left behind. They should make the change. So I was right. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't get any snark from that.
James,
I hope that answers your question.
Question is answered. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. So we're going to do this as a radio show tonight. Just see how it goes. Although I think last night's show works perfectly as a podcast. Can I play a little bit from last night's show?
I would like to hear that. Yeah,
that has now gone up. Let's just check the stats on how this video that's literally it's been up 10 minutes. How this video that's been up for 10 minutes is doing? Then we'll have a little listen to it. It's had 58 views in 10 minutes and one comment. Ian, you must wash the hands. So this was from last night's show. And I think last night's show was very much a great... Have a listen to this. Here we go. This is last night's show. Advert.
This is an advert for a well-known card company.
Here we go. Right. This is last night's show. Tell you what I've been using to keep cool. I have my fan there. But I've also been using Tiger Balm. Big old job. This is the red Tiger Balm. There are two types, and this is the strong one, right?
What is it supposed to do?
Well, it's good for headaches, and it's like soothing. It's kind of like sort of soothing. You feel it, and also it's kind of a menthol-y thing as well.
Right.
So I've been putting this on, but what it does is I've had four clients today. I've had a really good week with work, and I'll talk about that in a bit. Four clients. But it makes my head go orange, and if I put it in my hair, it makes my hair go a bit orange. And I only realized that with the last guy. So I've been using this a lot. I put some on. It also stains the pillowcases.
Right.
Also stains the pillowcases. So I've got to buy some new pillowcases. So I put some of this on my head and then I touch my willy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my words. That felt sharp. That felt sharp. That smarted, Catherine.
Can I ask a question for journalistic purposes?
Yes.
To just alert the people back home who might make the same error.
Yes, Catherine.
Was this an accident or was this an experiment?
No, I have done this as an experiment before.
Did you fall awkwardly into the Tiger Balm,
no,
is what I'm saying?
I've got this cooling gel for my back, right? I can't remember what it's called. It's in a blue tube and it feels great. And I thought, I wonder what that would feel like on my testicles. It did not feel good on my testicles. It felt... It got so bad. For a second, I thought, shit, I'm actually going to have to go to hospital with this. And I tried to clean it off. Nah, mate, just rubbed it in more. Honestly, it got so painful. I thought, I am going to have to go to hospital.
I'm going to be that guy.
To get this fixed. I'm going to have to go.
What did you think they were going to do?
I thought they'd have like some numbing agent. that they could put on there.
Yeah,
But so this time I didn't do it deliberately, but I did touch my willy. Let's say I'll blow on it. All right, quite look. Let's say I went for a wee. And I didn't touch my balls this time. So I put Tiger Balm on my head and I then touched my willy.
Stop saying Willy.
Well, all right. Well, okay. Well, let's say it last time. I touched the Tiger Balm on my head. It was still on my fingers when I touched my Willy. And it really, really... And what it is it starts off gently. First of all, it's like a little tingle in the dingle. You go, oh, okay. Whoa. Oh, my God. It really builds up. So today's public service announcement is... If you're using Tiger Balm and you think you might be...
Keep the tiger away from the hog.
Keep the tiger away from the hog. Exactly. Exactly. Keep the tiger away from the hog.
Oh, my God.
Now, that was... We're back live, guys. That was last night's show. And I think last night's show is a great podcast. But tonight's show, we're doing it radio style. 0203. Yeah. 286-6370. We've missed a call. So we're just going to call this guy.
Yeah. I'm just going to say hello to everyone who didn't know us when we were invisible.
Yep.
We were invisible for many, many years.
Yeah.
And we liked it that way, let's be honest.
Let's just try this call. Imagine if this worked. First time ever.
It's never going to work.
the mobile number.
There we go. Okay.
That's what happens every time.
0203-286-6370. I'm going to tweet the phone number as well. We might get some randoms like the old days. Yeah. We might not. Hey, guys, call me on my home number now. 0203-286-6370. Oh, it is kind of my home number because it's the only number I've got in my home apart from my mobile number, which I will not be
secret and private,
which will not be given out.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So I'm in a weird headspace. I've had I had a really good day. It was my eldest sports day. I only had one thing. He's only doing the high jump. And it started...
Is he good at the high jump?
No, not really. The sports day is a DOS for everyone. It started at 12:30, so I got there at 12:30. Then I found out he wasn't doing his high jump until 2:45. No problem. I had the new issue of Record Collector, which has a lovely interview with... Paul Simon by Elvis Costello.
Oh.
Can I read you the ending of the interview? Someone tweeted...
Does it end with them both going... Da, 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 da,
no,
da,
what it does...
Da, da, da.
Someone... I bought another copy of the sport.
Okay.
So someone already pointed this out. It may have been David Quantick, I don't know. But someone said, the end of this interview between... it's Eric... Elvis Costello interviewing Paul Simon. He said it's like when you say goodbye to your nan when
I'm
you spoke to her
now.
Over Christmas.
Bye-bye then.
It's that. Hang
bye-bye.
On a minute. Right. So this is how the interview ends. Elvis Costello. We'll get to that soon, but this is a beautiful record, Paul. I've said it to you before. I've written to you about it. I could talk about music with you forever. Thank you so much. It's been a really beautiful experience to ask you about this, and I hope the record reaches the audience it deserves. It's in the very top of your achievements. Paul Simon. Okay, see you soon. Bye bye. So I had that to read. I started reading the Karen Carpenter biography, Lead Sister, that I got for my birthday from my lead sister. So I just had, in the end, it was 2.5 hours in the sun. I took a chair with me. I'm not stupid. In the sun with a chair, reading some good music stuff. The high jump, literally, he's like me. He's not particularly sporty.
You were a runner, though.
I was a sprinter for about 3 years, yes. And he is not at that age when I was a sprinter, and he may never be. God bless those people who have no interest in sports whatsoever.
Hello, that's
yeah,
me.
We go. If you don't want to, if my boy doesn't want to pursue sports, and absolutely fine. So the high jump took 5 minutes. Then I came home, and then I must admit, I've had like 3 McDonald's. My eating has got a little bit out of control again. I had 3 McDonald's, which, and I drove it was like an hour's drive back from my boys' school to here, and I drove 10 minutes out of the way, then realised this isn't going to be a drive-through. So then I drove another, so it took like an hour and a half for McDonald's, not proud of it. We're one away from 69, so just hover over my bell, Catherine, if you would be so bold. So not proud of that. So that's something I need to look at. Okay, we can start looking at that tomorrow. Then I came back, and then I have been obsessing, looking for a hard drive. When I went to the Monkees Convention in 2014, I made a little short film about it. The 69! And I had a hard drive full of stuff that I didn't use. A whole Q&A with Mickey Dolenz, all of this stuff. Now I cannot, for the life of me, find that hard drive. So I've dug out, I found four old hard drives. Like, you know when hard drives were big, like a Bible?
Yes.
I found two of those.
I've got a massive one and I don't think it works anymore.
Yeah, this is it. I'm finding this stuff. And both have got, well, one of the massive ones hasn't got much on, and that's disappointed me. 0203-286-637, oh, by the way, if you want to phone in. This is a proper phone-in show. Then two of these huge ones have got so much, like, Rare Monkey stuff on. I'm like, what? I remember one of them, someone gave me one of these a few years ago. I don't know what the other one is. But I haven't found the one I wanted.
Oh.
And I don't think I'm going to find it. I've had to buy adapt, because some of these hard drives you need to plug in.
Yeah.
So I've had to buy an adapter. So really what I'm saying is my head right now is thinking, where are there other hard drives? I'm not as present as I would like to be right now. So I apologize for that. I'm going to try and focus in a little bit more, but that's where my head is at. Catherine, talk to me about you, please.
You know how since lockdown I've been very strange about leaving the house, and I started to get a little bit... When I am feeling anxious, I start searching for things. Something will occur to me, and like in a similar way to you, I don't know if it's exactly the same, I cannot stop thinking about it. I must have it now. I get very frustrated. In my mind, I'm thinking, those bloody kids, they've nicked it. 9 times out of 10, I find it somewhere where I have put it, right? But I am cursing everyone mentally before I find it, right? And I cannot rest. Even if it occurs to me sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll do that. And I started to get that quite a lot when I'm leaving the house, because, you know, I'm working out of the house one day a week at the moment, this. And so often it's that time when I start to do that weird searching thing. I didn't do it tonight.
Okay.
And I've done my hair and I used the curling tong, and I remembered to say to myself, unplugged, because that's the other thing that happens. I get kind of halfway here.
Yeah.
And think, ah, shit, I've not unplugged whatever, I know, heat implement it might be. And of course, then you're imagining the house burning down. Oh, God, which is the last thing I need at the moment. Anyway, so I'm going to call that a victory, that I managed to get out of the house
1-0.
With not really massive amounts of weirdness today. So maybe I'm getting somewhere. I'm really looking forward to September, starting work, getting back into a routine, and it not being a massive deal leaving the house anymore. I'm really looking forward to that. And it's not even just about, you know, the money will be absolutely fantastic and having that regular pay packet again. But it's more about just being more, I don't know, just having a more regular life. You know, my weight has piled on since lockdown and not really come off, because I've not been moving anywhere really. I'm looking forward to having to eat at lunchtime and then that be it for the end of the day, and just like falling back into a routine. I really need that almost as much as I need to be useful.
I've literally just seen in front of me there's a hard drive, and my head, I was trying, really, this is where my ADHD goes, really trying to focus on what you were saying, and all I could think was, what the fuck is on that? Is that, that can't be it, because it wouldn't, why would that can't be it. I don't know what it is.
Do you want to have a go?
I have to go and do it on the Mac.
Go and do it.
All right. This is what we're talking about.
I don't think it's going to scratch the itch for you.
This ain't going to be the one.
It's not going to be the one, but you will at least be paying attention. I mean, how long is it going to take? You're not going
to be It's
just going to boot it up now. David Turner's quite right. When is your house burning down? Not the last thing you need. Can I just give you a list of the stuff that is breaking, the technical stuff that is breaking around me at the moment in my household? First of all, the shower pump does not work. I heard from the plumber today who installed the shower pump not 1 year ago. And he came to have a look at it day before yesterday, and he got back to me today and said, I think I put the wrong pump in. I'm going to have to come and test it. If it is not the right kind of pump, I can get you the one I should have put in, and it will just be a matter of paying the extra for that pump. If it is that pump and it's defective, I will get it replaced for you. So that's one thing that is sorted. So another thing I've noticed is my freezer just keeps blasting open. The door keeps just opening. I think there's some problem with the...
Have you got haunted Aunt Bessie's? Is your Aunt Bessie haunted?
I think I might have haunted fish fingers, yeah. So I've got, at the moment, I've got the door stop, the heavy cast iron door stop that I use for the gate, to keep the gate open for the cat so they can use the side entrance to the house. That is currently pushing against the freezer door. Now let's move outside to the garage, shall we? Outside the garage, let's not be fooled into thinking I can put a car in a garage. It's full of crap. My garage, my car currently has no rear left indicator, brake light or reversing light functioning. So that's having to be looked at this week. All in all, my friends, technology is letting me down. Which is why, David Turner's, to come back to your original question, and it's a good point well made, your house is never something you want to burn down at the best of times, but it would just be absolutely on brand for it to happen now and for it to be totally my fault. So there we go. That is a good plumber, isn't it? He's the one that turned up. Last year, I found this plumber because I had three that said they were going to turn up and did not. I do not understand that. And we've had this conversation before, Ian and I, about hiring tradesmen and them making out either it's too difficult to come over, it's not worth their while, or just not pitching up. I just don't get it. This is what you do for a living. I would like to give you some money in exchange for this expertise. Are you cool with that? Yes, I'm cool with that. So show up. Anyway, so let's see here. What an absolute tool.
So
it all bloody goes at once, doesn't it, Mandy? It all goes at once when you think you've got just about enough money to be able to make it through the month without it getting too tight. Of course, that is when everything decides to break.
It's definitely that drive, and I'll tell you why, because it's not working. It lights up, it whirs, it doesn't appear. And you will have heard me try it, dear listener, on my Macintosh, Apple Macintosh. And also my personal computer, my Windows personal computer that is IBM compatible, and it does not show up. So it has to be that drive.
So how does this leave you now?
Oh, God.
Worse or better or the same?
Actually feeling nauseous. Honestly, it's weird how it's obsessed me. And it's weird that I've had three McDonald's. So there's something is unsettled here. Why are none of you people calling?
I think it's because they're...
Oh. Can I tell you a really lovely thing I found? We won't play it all. I found the Beach Boys singing the top 10 on Letterman from 1994. I'll play you three of them. They are so, so delightful, right? So here we go. I'll play just three. So this is David Letterman, TV show, 1994, does a top 10.
From the home office in Sioux City, Iowa, tonight.
Okay, right.
Its category, a top 10 things from our first year. Top 10 things that have happened right here.
The Beach Boys, when they come out, Catherine, they don't look good. And there's one man, I don't know, the guy that looks like Fabio, I don't know who he is.
Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, to assist us tonight in the presentation of this anniversary top 10 list, do me a favor, please welcome rock and roll.
This is so much fun.
The Beach Boys. Come on in, guys. Here we go.
Oh, wow.
Al's looking good.
There's Al with a skull.
Carl always looks cool.
He looks like he should be in charge of some sort of cult.
Yeah. Here we go. This is so much fun.
That guy in the end.
Al Jardine or the Fabio?
No, Fabio. That's not the guy that ended up in Chicago, is it?
No.
Once again.
Here we go.
The category tonight, top 10 things from the first year of the show.
Here we go.
Number 10.
Isn't that great, right? I think that's so good. I'll do two more. I think it's this one. Here we go. This one, here we go.
Are you sure you didn't like some cocoa?
Oh, thanks. All right. Ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go down to number two? We'll have some laughs and maybe so will you. That's what we're gonna do when Dave reads number two.
Oh, come on, that's great, right?
I cannot take my eyes off Bruce's shorts.
Oh, Bruce looks ridiculous. Bruce always looks like he's won a competition.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.